This is sort of a practice run for me, so I'm going to speak only really briefly. I've got my cheat sheet right here as well. So, starting off, I just wanted to say that when I first was asked to speak here, I wasn't sure if they wanted me to just talk about the nuts and bolts of, you know, the X-Files type, the aliens in the bedroom type experience, you know, or if this group would want to hear about the more spiritual side of it. And, you know, Janie said, go ahead, talk about the spiritual side. And that's very lucky because this experience, I'm not going to say it's a spiritual experience, but by its very nature, it casts you into reflection about your existence. I was a pretty naive person. We all know in movies and plays, the characters in the plays have character development, they have story arcs, and they end up differently than when they began. I didn't really think that applied to real life. I thought that was a lesson that story writers tell us. I didn't think it would apply. So when I joke that this experience really kicks you in the pants, it does. Experiencers are not special people. You know, we're just people who got kicked in the butt by this and are forced to reflect on ourselves. Okay, so why does it make you examine yourself? Well, there's a few reasons. The first reason you examine yourself is because when this experience first happens, all your assumptions about life and the way the world was are broken. And people talk a lot about how your view of the outside world is broken. But it feels like you were wrong for 10 years, for 20 years. That everything you had based of your character developing yourself was wrong. And you feel, therefore, that you are just washed up on the shore, no personality, nothing. And that's a time when a group like Pierre is really useful. I haven't worked with Pierre in that capacity, but, you know, fortunately I was able to get some help. But the other reason why it makes you examine yourself after you're past the initial shock, which for me lasted a couple years, is there's a sense of familiarity with these beings. On the X-Files, I don't think you really see that. The beings are just sort of scary, they're there, they take you, you're freaked out, that's it. The gray beings that maybe you've seen on the cover of Willy Straber's book, Communion, there's a sense of intimacy with these beings that feels like you know them. And more than that, that they know you. When I've been with them, I've been with a couple sets of beings, and one set wears hoods, and you can't see their face, and I figure, I treat them like people, I even call them people, I don't call them aliens. They're pretty easy to be with, they seem almost like to have a sense of humor, things we can relate to. But when you're in the presence of these gray beings, with their large eyes, it feels like magic. It feels like you're behind the scenes of an incredible play, behind the most incredible theater. And there's this excitement, but there's also a sense of not being able to look them direct in the eye, a sense of fear. And earlier, I have experiences like maybe once every 6 months or once every year or so. And in January of 1999, I had an experience which I always consciously remember. I usually only remember a couple minutes at a time. I don't use hypnotic regression or anything like that. So I tend to only get fragments. But I figured this fragment was something I was supposed to remember. I woke up on a bus, and there was all these people, and two people staring at me. I realized my eyes were all wrong, and they were making efforts to look as if they were Asian people. Their eye sockets weren't very deep, but I realized that they were masks that had been pulled over their faces. And I felt this incredible sense of, when I recognized that they were actually grays disguised as people, I felt really happy and really wanted to see them and be with them. And knowing that these kind of moments of memories are very brief, they only give you this small glimpses. So they knew that I was recognizing them. And one asked me a question mentally, said, "Do you think that we could be married?" And they always speak like that. And you have to assume they're talking metaphorically or something. And so I mulled this thought over my head a few times, saying, what do they mean? Could we be married? Figure they must mean, can people and aliens coexist? Can we hang out together? And so in my great wisdom, I said, well, maybe for about 20 minutes, and then I think I'd have to run out of time. So, and I woke up from that experience with this memory that they were asking me about the concept of marriage. And I feel that they are the reason why they aren't directly with us right now, why they're not walking through the hall. I mean, maybe they are, we just can't see them. Is because they recognize it's very difficult for us to get together. And I don't know why, but they're posing a problem. And the problem is that they want to coexist with us, but the question is, how do we do that? I don't know the answer to that, but it's something that we should work on, and I feel it's very important. The last point about the familiarity, and then I'm going to stop. That sense of being behind the scenes of a theater, of an incredible play, you know, I am tempted to assume that that means that this whole play of life, this play that we're all in, the whole cosmos, they're dimming the lights.
And the way that they seem to know us, not just in the way that someone could observe your life from afar, it's not a sense that they're spying on a person. It's more a sense that they are familiar with us beyond our own familiarity with our own selves. I think that they're aware of our lives, not just the life we're living now. I think they know our future. I don't think that the future is set, but I think they have a sense of the course of our spiritual lives. And I believe that they know us pre-life.
Pre-life.
And I believe that they have a full accounting of all of our lives that we have lived with. Now, if you don't believe in reincarnation, just, you know, don't worry about this. These are just my opinions. But it would not surprise me if that familiarity is not just because they know us better than we know them, but that the human soul itself might not simply have been birthed on Earth. I mean, it certainly has, obviously, for all of us here. And speaking for myself, I believe I know of at least one other life a couple hundred years ago, very mundane, normal person life. But it would not surprise me if the Earth is not a place where souls from across the cosmos are being birthed and incarnated here, and that our souls and their souls are related. They may be a different species, but we are family, and this family is reaching to touch us, to come together with us, and that's why, even though these experiences are frightening, it's why I love them, I want them to come in. My dream would be in 6 months, 2 years, 3 years, whatever, how many of your years it takes, if the nature of the world has to change a little bit for them to come into this world, then we should do that. It's going to be a beautiful change. It might have more beauty, it might have more fear, it might have more good, it might have more evil with that. But fundamentally, it's going to be a bright new day. So that's what I hope we all work for. Thank you.